Is it a new contest she's running?
Well, she has like 20 going on.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
Curtis, I don't know if you know this, but Daniel Brewer is also bitching about that contest as well.
Which contest?
What? Her contest.
Surprise.
Yes.
Oh, her contest, not Curtis's new contest.
No.
Has he once mentioned our new contest?
No, because everybody understood except for him. But yeah, he's already bitching about her contest on Big Fatty.
Oh, I didn't know she had a contest on. What is Big Fatty a podcast?
Hashtag Woodhaven. Do I get credit for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's our next twat?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What's our next twat?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2055. Of the BFO for Wednesday the 9th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to try to get caught up on some voice letters, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, stakers. Big Betty, why are they stakers? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're stakers today because y'all, right now, I'm recording a little bit later than normal because y'all, right now, I am cooking some cube steak on the stovetop here in the villa, and y'all, it smells so good. Big Fatty, what are you gonna have with it? Well, I think I'm gonna have me some rice and gravy. Oh, Big Fatty, that means that for brofkas, you can have shishameat rice. It's true, I can have shishameat rice for my brofkas in the morning, but I'm gonna have that and probably have me some broccoli. Yes, Big Fatty, with butter on it. I know you love the butter. It's true, I do love the butter, but y'all, enough about what Big Fatty's gonna be putting in his pie hole. Let's get to the content. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, it's time to open the Mexican crema calendar from the Robs. And y'all, on the 9th is a picture of Santa Claus, and it says, cone. Big Fatty, like cone on the cob. No, cone. What does that say? Cone on conductor on Poco Viejo. Tan vivo y rapido. Supe en un momento. Que debía ser San Nicolás. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I would say he spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled up the stockings. And no, Big Fatty, I don't think that's right. Well, I don't know what it is. Big Fatty!
It's Christmas content contest month. It's Christmas content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO to make a comment on the BFO online website. What? What the fuck?
Big Fatty, I think that's my favorite of all the intros that Digga does. Well, I like that one myself. So, anyway, y'all, I've got some more voice letters that we're going to play, and we may go over and take a look. Y'all, there's no way I can mention every comment that gets posted over there at the www. So y'all go over there to the www and check the comments out. Y'all, it's quite the contest is all I've got to say. Yes, Miss Big Fatty, Miss Beaver even participated. She did, but I think she got a little confused. There must have been a translation. Problem because instead of Woodhaven, she said Woolworth. Big Fatty.
Now I know. Hi, just wanted to say one thing to you. Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, who was that? I'm not sure. Cola, you did not identify yourself, so we're unable to provide you with points. Now, Big Fatty, the voice sounds familiar, but I'm sure Miss Bacon will not count that because you did not identify yourself, even though you did say Woodhaven. So you not only lost one point, you lost two. Big Fatty, it hurts my whole It doesn't.
Big Fatty,
didn't hurt my it didn't hurt my hole. It hurts my it hurts my soul.
Hello, Big Fatty. It is your gay country boy, Wes. Wanted to call and say muchas gracias for the birthday wishes on Friday. I had a wonderful day. It was wonderful. Kind of a flip-flop kind of day. You know, sometimes you're on the bottom and sometimes you're on top. And then, you know, later on in the day, I'll share pictures soon. But I was kind of wrapped up and also kind of tied up. It was very wonderful that my friends at Atlanta Men and Rope took the time to wrap me up in saran wrap and bondage tape. And they flipped me over on my stomach and cut the ass out of the saran wrap. They were so nice that they put a candle in the crack of my ass and lit it, and everyone stood around and sang happy birthday to me. And then, of course, you know, the 38 birthday licks came after that. So, yeah, it was wonderful, very decorative. So, yeah. I am on my way to Twisted Toyland right now. It's going to be a wonderful day. I get tied up again and get to walk around the jungle and, you know, let people learn about some rope and things to make their own little Toyland at home. So until later, I love you. I think I'm supposed to say something about wood, but the only wood I can think about right now is my own. So love you much, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Big Fatty, why are you sweating? Y'all, that, of course, is Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? And it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And Wes, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and I hope I get to see you when I'm over there in Hatlanta for Crema. We usually do the dinner over there at the Colon Aid. Big Fatty, is that like fiber? No, it's similar, but not really. And I hope I get to see you at that. And Big Fatty, I just have one. It sounded like he had quite the celebration of exiting the birth canal. He did. And Big Fatty, you know, when they put the candle in his butthole. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said butthole anyway. But then after that, he said that they gave him 38 licks. Big Fatty, do you think that was with a paddle or with somebody's tongue? Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Jim, the number one funky homo. I just wanted to wish you a happy St. Nicholas Day. Woodhaven.
Yeah, I see. Y'all, that, of course, is the number one funky homo. Big Fatty, his voice sounds awfully familiar. Well, he's on that sticker with a poke. Oh, yes. Jim, thank you so much for the call. I was not aware it was St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas Day. Big Fatty, you'll need to pull out your mark and calendar. And it sounds like Jim may have gotten two entries into the contest. Yes.
Big Fatty. This is David F. Blue Jeans Guy calling in for the Crema Content Contest. And I guess this is my first entry of, I know it is the first entry, actually. And so I guess you thought maybe I wasn't going to call, but I am calling. And this is my entry. And so I'm going to sign off because I know I've already put you to sleep. This is David That Blue Jeans Guy signing off from Woodhaven.
David, thank you. Big Fatty, the crickets just barely had time to start chirping. That was a quick call. It was. David, thank you so much for the call and for awakening the crickets. it's lovely to hear your voice. And I did not know that you were calling from Woodhaven. Big Fatty, I don't think you get extra points for actually being in Woodhaven, but maybe, I don't know. We'll have to ask Miss Bacon.
Oh, dear Gussie, I never dreamed that gift card would get there so fast. I was really expecting it to take another week. This is Moose, by the way. Oh, well, I'm glad you like it, Big Fatty. Hope you get a good old bottle of Moose P. Wine. Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Moose P. And Moose, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And yes, and thank you again for the lovely gift card to the Total Wine. Big Fatty, you'll be able to buy more than I don't know. He said buy a bottle of Moose P wine. That gift card will probably cover one ginormous bottle of Moose P wine. Either that or three cases of regular wine. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Scott the Sader. You know, Sader69 on the Twitter, host of the Sader Share podcast. I'm so sorry I haven't called you in a few days. My life has recently turned upside down and lost my boyfriend. And, well, I didn't lose him. I threw him out. Not the same, really. I'm calling for the Christmas content contest, though. That's why I'm calling, because I want to get an entry in. Now, I'm wondering, can I also ask you a question? Can I combine the calls? I'm going to try it anyway. I want to ask you a question, Big Daddy. So play the music.
Big Daddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Daddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Daddy, Big Daddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Daddy.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, like the Sader 69, you can call and do an Axe Big Fatty as part of the Woodhaven contest. Yes, Big Fatty. So, Sader, what? Big Fatty, spit it out. What's your question?
Big Fatty, why do fools fall in love? That's my question. Woodhaven.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Sader 69. And first of all, Sader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And and this is an excellent question, because it gives Big Fatty the opportunity to remind everybody once again that, I've said it once and I'll say it again, being single is underrated. I can only tell you that there's one person you can love that's going to always love you back, and that is you. And y'all, there was a story that was told recently at the coal mine about a guy that locked his dog and his girlfriend in the trunk of the car, and after 3 hours he unlocked the car, the trunk, and guess which one of them still loved him. Ready? And your pets, you know, that cute little squeaky kitty you have, it'll love you also. Yes, Big Fatty, unconditionally.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky. I was just calling because I was catching up on the shows. You know, we had the Thanksgiving holiday, and I had to go see my crazy-ass family in the mountains of Virginia. And then the week after that, I got to listen to Adele's album, and that took, like, over everyone's show. So now I'm just getting caught up to your show. And I think I'm, like, on Tuesday of last week, so I still have another week to go, which is crazy. But anyway, I guess there's some kind of Christmas contest that I need to enter, so I'm not too sure of what I'm supposed to say other than Christmas content and Woodhaven.
Big Fatty, y'all, that is Big Ricky, and Big Ricky, thank you so much for the call. I'm so glad you're catching up. Y'all, I was listening to Big Ricky's latest show, and y'all, he is no longer a vegetable terry. Big Fatty, that means he can have sausage balls. It is. So, Big Ricky, right after you have your $2 holla, biscuit and Popeye's fried chicken, make you up some sausage balls. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have not one, not two, but three creme cottage. Y'all, the first one is from the Robs. Big Fatty, they've already sent you the Mexican calendar. I know, they've sent me a card now. Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, look! It's a foil-lined envelope. Y'all,
it's not for the one, but y'all, it's got a pretty paper with snowflakes and all on the lining. Big Fatty, it's lovely. And on the inside, y'all, there's a gorgeous, just a gorgeous tree. It's all frozen over, and it says Merry Grandma on the front. And it's look at that. And y'all, it's a picture of the Robs in selfies. Y'all, they've taken their picture in all kinds of different places. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And it says, peace to thee. It says, Big Fatty, it was a pleasure to meet you this year and to see you again in Vegas. You truly are a dear soul. Keep being you. Big Fatty, keep being you. Love. Rob and Rob. Well, Robs, thank you so much. And, y'all, that's a cute picture of them. You know, they've got Rob 1 and Rob 2 shirts on that. And that's a gorgeous card. Big Fatty. Y'all, next card is from Christina. Christina and Bob. Big Fatty, it's got Christmas trees printed on the envelope. It's pretty. And y'all on the inside. Oh, Big Fatty, look! It's y'all, it's one of those photo cards, and it's a picture of Christina and Bob, and it says Merry Christmas from the hills. Big Fatty, I didn't know they lived in the hills. I thought they lived in California. Well, I don't know. And it says, warmest thoughts and best wishes for a wonderful holiday and a very happy new year with love. Bob and Christina. And then it says, happy Grandma Fatty. Big Fatty, it's a lovely picture. And it really is a cute picture. And y'all, then our last card, y'all, it's on the back. On the back, it says no foil lining, no glitter. It also for Big Fatty, Poodle McNoodle, and Squeaky Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty, can I open it? Okay, you open it. Yes, Big Fatty, I did. I get to open this one. This is good. You want to help, Squeaky? Okay, and so here we go. Y'all, it's... look at that, your Big Fatty, it's a bird, and y'all, it appears to be the peace dove. Big Fatty, what kind of dove? The peace dove, and it's in foil. Big Fatty, it's lovely, and it says, let all the world welcome this season of peace. Big Fatty, and y'all, that's from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Big Fatty, the season of peace is everywhere, except here at the villa. It's just a madhouse around here. Just a madhouse, I tell ya. And what with Miss Kitty and Olive and Bob and Christina and the Robs, thank you so much. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, one thing I've been meaning to tell you, y'all, I have received a voice letter from Miss Bacon that announces what the prize is for the Crema content contest. But y'all, I told her that I don't want to listen to it, so I don't know what it is. But on the 31st, we're going to play it. And so that'll be, so it's already been determined. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at It's All About Meh. And Mark, what do you think of the old gal's little show out there in Walnut Hills?
What's our next one?
Oh, Big Fatty, that's trademark Vera Charles.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.